At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Tal Fortgang, legal policy fellow at the Manhattan Institute, writing at Civitas Outlook for Civitas Institute, University of Texas, in general about the very, very, very upsetting activity on major college campuses in 2024 that overwhelmingly was anti-Semitic, and there was no arguing the matter. I can remember reporting on this and looking at my colleagues and going, can you believe this is happening in 2024? Well, here we are, dealing with the remains of what those incidents tell us about our laws. And Tal has written of a man named Mahmoud Khalil, said to be a graduate student at Columbia University, who was understood to be more than a man who spoke out against Israeli conduct, a man who was a spokesman for other students and other activities, and some of that activity was perpetrated by non-students against Jews and against property. However, Tal, this is a puzzle for me, a non-lawyer. Khalil was clearly on camera, on video, boasting about what this group will do and won't do. He was not speaking of his personal opinion. He was representing lawbreaking. How is this case difficult to resolve? Thank you.
It's difficult to resolve if you want to read the statute that authorizes his deportation in a cramped way. And that's a little bit abstract, so I'll explain. The Immigration and Nationality Act authorizes the deportation of non-citizens for a variety of reasons. One of them is coming to the United States in order to oppose or overthrow its government. Now, obviously, that implicates speech in some ways, but that is a long-recognized limitation on a free speech right that gives the Secretary of State the authority to deport such a person. Another is being a leader or representative of an organization that supports terrorism, which Mr. Khalil quite openly and obviously did. He was a self-proclaimed leader of a group called Columbia University Apartheid Divest, an organization, an umbrella organization of anti-Israel groups around Columbia's campus. And if you go to this group's website, they have a website where they call themselves part of the resistance led by Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis and Iran. They make no bones about it. They're very, very clear that they support those organizations and see themselves as foot soldiers for these terrorists and hostile foreign regimes in the United States. So being a representative, holding yourself out as a representative also can be sufficient reason for the Secretary of State to deport you as a non-citizen. Finally, there's a provision in the INA, this deportation statute, that says that anyone who endorses or espouses terrorism may be deported. Now, many people have seized on this language to say that is what he is being targeted for. That's what Khalil is being targeted for. He's being targeted for endorsing or espousing terrorism, and that is a violation of his free speech rights, because espousing terrorism means using your words to support terrorist groups and terror activity. And one thing I wanted to point out that actually simplifies this entire matter is that espouses does not necessarily mean through speech. Espouse means to take up a cause, and you can take up a cause through action. You can try to advance the cause of Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran and the so-called axis of resistance by taking over buildings and trying to intimidate people into not publicly supporting Israel and the United States, intimidating people into thinking maybe we should just capitulate to these enemies because they're making me crazy, they're destroying my property. And some of the things that this group did to destroy property are really quite egregious, and they boast about it. So my point is that this is not necessarily a free speech matter. It is only if you read espouses to mean speech in particular, and then say, well, he must be targeted for this speech rather than for his representation of a terrorist sympathizing group. That's an action. Or his most clear actions, his violent actions, trespassing, vandalism, destruction of property, and so on.
We have a minute, Tal. You recommend Congress can make this much more straightforward. What do you want done? We have a minute.
What I want Congress to do is make clear that espousing includes unlawful activity, such as trespassing and vandalism, so that we can put this dispute to rest. I also want Congress to amend the material support for terrorism statute, which can authorize criminal prosecutions of people who take unlawful steps to provide material support to terrorist organizations. That protects speech, and it helps us crack down on people who break the law in order to support hostile foreign actors.
Tal Fortgang, legal policy fellow at the Manhattan Institute, writing at Civitas Outlook, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,